project, the Anchorage International Airport has essentially stopped from further development because of lack of funding in this area.
Senator Fix.
Cebu Water Project is the number one economic development project for the city of Anchorage. It was identified by the Anchorage Economic Development Council. It was supported unanimously by our assembly. It is our number one economic development project in Anchorage. I also support the airport water project and hope to support with the Anchorage Caucus additional monies to that airport project, and we have pledged to the airport folks and the senators in that area that we will make up this difference in the capital budget. And so I think we've done a good job. We funded the number one project that Anchorage has asked in economic development, and we've thrown the balance of our money to this airport project, and we intend to make up the difference. I would oppose this amendment, sir.
Further discussion? Question being, shall amendment number one pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Amendment number two pass the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So amendment number two fails by a vote of 2 yeas and 17 nays. Madam Secretary.
Amendment number three, excuse me, by Senator Halford, page 2, line 3, and this has been distributed.
Senator Halford.
Move amendment number 3.
Object.
There is objection, Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. Somewhere in this process, there's been a serious mistake by the majority. In the feeding frenzy, you've left $3 million on the table. And I know that that's not the intention of this Senate majority. And what this would do is this would put that $3 million into the Kenai Peninsula Senior Citizens Project. It's a congregate housing project. It is nearly enough to complete that appropriation. I think it's certainly a wise thing to do, and since you're into pork, I would encourage you to go ahead and do it.
Senator Fakes.
Yes, sir. I'm going to oppose this amendment. First of all, I really object to the classification of this as a feeding frenzy or a pork bill or anything else. The Railroad Energy Fund has been around since 1985. It was authorized by the Senate Finance Committee. It was my personal bill that put this thing into statute. We have been trying since 1985 to come up with a package that the Rail Belt legislators could agree on for Rail Belt energy projects to support. Every single Chamber of Commerce in the Rail Belt energy in the Rail Belt supports these projects. They want us to try to work together with our colleagues in the House. They want us to work together to get these projects. There's not one project in here that the Anchorage legislators funded that was not on the priority list of the Anchorage area. And the other distribution lines, I think, have been wanted by senators on this floor for a long, long time. I think getting electricity to the public in Alaska is something that government should do. So I think the overall part of this bill are projects that have been around for a long time that we've tried to get consensus on, that every Chamber of Commerce and most communities in the Rail Belt support. And I don't see this as a bill that hasn't had long, thoughtful consideration, long, thoughtful projects, and are wanted and needed.
Senator Halford?
Long, thoughtful consideration, Mr. President. It's just about warm off the copy machine. It's a deal struck in closed caucus, a payoff to get the votes to pass this. Everybody on this floor knows it. The objections earlier were because individual members didn't get enough payoff. There's things all over the state. It is neither energy nor rail belt.
Further discussion? Question being, shall amendment number 3 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. This is close. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the vote. And so amendment number 3 fails by a vote of 6 yeas and 13 nays. Senator will stand at ease. Back to order. Will the Senate please come back to order? Madam Secretary.
Amendment number 4 by Senator Halford, page 2, lines 18 through 23. And this has been distributed.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move amendment number 2. Amendment number four.
Amendment number four, there is objection. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendment takes that $3.8 million that'll simply be sitting in escrow and not being used for anything and puts it into flood relief for the municipality of Anchorage. Now, it may be that we won't have any problems until after another bill passes, but as you know, we're right now in a major time for melting snow, and if there happens to be several days of warm rain, there will be a need for immediate funding.
Senator Duncan?
The bill to put it on.
Is there further discussion on amendment number four? Senator Frank?
I just hope we learn one thing from this vote, Mr. President, and that is how easy it will be to vote against this flood damage money.
Further discussion? Question being, shall amendment number four be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Will the secretary lock the roll? Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the vote. So amendment number four fails to pass by a vote of 2 yeas and 17 nays. Madam Secretary.
Amendment number five by Senator Halford. Delete section 7, 13, 15, 16, 17, and 20 and insert, and this amendment has been distributed.
Senator Halford.
I move amendment number five, and can I have an ease, please?
There is objection. Send us down at ease. Senator Halford.
Thank you, Mr. President. The amendment takes the package of proposed bond hospital improvements across the state and adds them to the bill in replacement of several other sections in the bill. It has it totals $60 million. The amendment takes out just slightly less than that. However, the bill, as I said before, you'd made a mistake and hadn't quite spent all the money. So this is still under the total amount of the Rail Belt Energy Fund. It provides for hospitals and medical facilities in Kodiak, Seward, Soldotna, Ketchikan, Juneau, and Unalaska. It has been introduced as a bond proposal by a number of members of the Senate. As a bond proposal, it's a bad idea. It puts us further in debt. It adds to future operating costs. As a direct appropriation, it's a good idea. It reduces operation and maintenance in some of these facilities. It upgrades facilities. It's a very good program. Now, there's two ways you can deal with this. Obviously, you could offer a tabling motion and avoid a vote on the issue. The people of Alaska would know, however, that a vote to table on this issue would be a vote against those projects.
Senator Ewing. Just looking and seeing if the amendment is really in order, because it is an appropriation amendment. However, in the bill and in the title, we're dealing with reappropriation. So I'd like to get a ruling from the chair and see if the amendment is in order.
Well, Senator, I could rule it out of order, but we all know we just have to another at ease and redraft the amendment. So I think we just go forward. Senator Elias.
Mr. President, this isn't a bad idea, but I think we need about five more hospitals to make it.
Senator Rohde.
President, I would move that we table amendment number five.
Is there objection? Without objection, tabled. There is objection. The question being, shall amendment number five be tabled? Members may proceed to vote. All members voted. Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary, record the vote. So amendment number five has been tabled by a vote of 16 yeas and 3 nays. Are there further amendments?
I have no further amendments.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move to ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 130 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and place for final passage.
There is a call of the Senate on the motion. Will you lock the doors, and will the Senate stand at ease? Order, Senator Halford. The call is lifted. Senator Rohde.
I withdraw my advancement motion.
Without objection, Senate Bill 130 will be in third reading on tomorrow's calendar. I'll remind the body we meet at 8 o'clock in the morning. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I bring up my rescinding motion on House Bill 74.
There is a rescinding motion on House Bill 74. The question being, shall the Senate
rescind its action?
Rescind its action in adopting House Bill 74. Members may proceed to vote.
I don't know.
All members voted?
I lost vote.
Secretary will lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. And so the Senate fails to rescind its action in adopting House Bill 74 by a vote of 9 yeas and 10 nays. That moves us back down to announcements. Senator Pierce?
We will have an early gas committee meeting immediately upon adjournment this evening.
Senator Fakes.
We adjourn to the call of the chair.
Senator Fakes.
The Judiciary Committee will meet at 2 o'clock, 2:10 tomorrow, right after the State Affairs Committee to take up the ethics bill. Judiciary at 2 o'clock in the Belts Room.
The further announcements.
Yes, Senator Kelly.
Senator Ewing.
Yes, there'll be a Senate Finance Committee meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
There will be a Senate Finance Committee meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Senator Rohde, 8 a.m.
Yeah. Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand adjourned until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Without objection, the Senate stands adjourned.